This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome to another episode of Mental Wealth. Now, if you followed me so far, you will no doubt, inshallah, have experienced a degree of clarification and understanding of the mind and of some common mental health problems and the potential of the mind as we go on describing it. This is now a step up. We are now going to look at how to improve and build the mind. The first two episodes in this series were to look at people who were struggling. But now, we will do something that everyone can make use of. Social media is guilty of many things, including corrupting the mind and short-circuiting people's pleasure circuits and denying them the opportunity to actually earn happiness and pleasure by putting effort into something, because social media just gives you little bits of pleasure, sugary little treats, funny things, or lurid stuff, or bits of bad news. This channel, along with a few others, is completely guilt-free in that respect. Watching it will only improve your life if your intentions are good, and spreading it to other people will not just be a meaningless distraction for them, it will actually be an act of goodwill, which will gain you reward, inshallah, and will improve the happiness in your general community. So, it is a mission. If we can spread this mission as far as possible, then we can make good mental health and good spirituality information available to as many people as possible. I hope you liked the last upload, which was the interview and discussion that I had with Mufti Menk. He's a man I respect immensely and whom I have known for several years. He was the force behind my decision to start creating material online. And like him, I've always harbored a wish to be of use to as many people as possible. I've worked one-on-one for 25 years as a psychiatrist, but now I work for you. It's meant a significant change in my life, a loss of material income, but I don't worry about that, I've got enough. But it's meant a drastic increase in my own mental wealth and well-being, because finally I'm getting to do what I know I was always hoping to do, to be of use to people. Please do have a look at that interview if you haven't already, it's on my channel. And the other thing that you need to do before going further is subscribe and like. As I said, it's one of the few guilt-free social media things that you can indulge in, and it will, inshallah, improve your life. Mental health can be had by just about anyone, regardless of where they are in life, whether they be at the top of their game or struggling just to get out of bed. For this reason, it doesn't matter what you've been suffering from or what you're still struggling with. You could also be at the other end of the spectrum. You could be an intellectual at the peak of your powers. You still have the space to develop your character, because this is what God truly judges us on. It doesn't matter where you are in life, what you have or what you don't have. It's what's in your heart that counts. But let's look at this a bit more closely. We're trying to get something out of life, and Newton's laws of motion would seem to suggest that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So in life, we could say that whatever you put in is what you get out. Is there a way in which you can put in a modest amount and then get a huge return, psychologically, materially, or in terms of your relationship? And if you hear me out, you'll understand why. Having a good set of character rules is like having an excellent set of tools if you're a workman or a craftsman. The workman who sets out to work with high quality tools will spend less effort getting done whatever he needs to do. Every moment of time you spent with a better made knife or a better hammer or a better paintbrush or anything is paid back many times over, because your work becomes easier, the work looks nicer, and you have much lower stress to get done whatever you need to do. So it pays off. In the same way, think about your character as a set of tools. It might be invisible, but really, your character is a sort of toolbox by which you deal with life. And you can craft your life according to a good character. And when you do that, life in turn becomes easier, more rewarding, and you'll see opportunities start to wake up around you. People will react to you more positively. For this reason, the next few clips will focus on how to build your character, which is also called akhlaq. Now, Akhlaq is a collection of two basic categories. Firstly, there are life truths, facts which, if you know them and apply them, will make your emotional life a lot more steady. And they will defend against feeling too low, and they will basically guide you in a sort of steady state. The other element of akhlaq is called the rules of conduct. And these things are described in our religion, in the Quran and in the many teachings of the prophets and the sahabi. But what I've done is simplify them and bring them under a sort of single umbrella so that we can concentrate on them and see how they can help us improve our lives. So I will show you a way that is reliable and powerful and will give you much more back than you put in. If you define your character from the outset, other things in your life become easier, including facing any challenges that you currently face. If you're struggling with concentration, you might find it a bit harder, but it is still worth bearing in mind because there are always opportunities to remind yourself of who you are, who you want to be, and who you were like when you were at your best. So, to refresh ourselves, we look back at the original three-part model of the Muslim mind. We have the heart, which is the source of why we are here. As you can see, it's the heart that keeps us true to our aims and purposes in life. We have the intellect, which deals with the what and the how, knowing the rules, setting the goals, and setting out how to achieve things in a logical, step-by-step matter, focusing on the facts and the truth. And thirdly, we have the nafs, which gives us a sense of energy and motivation and instinct. Using it properly helps propel us along, even guiding us to watch out for threats and dangers when we are properly tuned into it. And it is something we have to manage because it can get carried away, as I've described before, and an out-of-control nafs is the root of so many emotional problems. Now, our religion gives us comprehensive guidance in all elements of akhlaq, and the laws of religion are immutable. They include all our obligations in terms of the pillars of Islam and all the other guidances as to how we should conduct our affairs. And having good akhlaq is relevant to managing our conduct and decisions in a correct and effective way in an everyday sense. Getting these things right will help you to navigate everyday life far more easily, and whatever you want to achieve, be it humble or great, will inshallah be a lot easier when you get these tools right. When you've got a good set of tools in your toolbox, life becomes easier. So in the next video, we'll look closely at the first of the categories of akhlaq, which are called the truths of life. We've called them that because that's how I've categorized them. And you'll see why I've called them that. And you'll see how they are useful. Like and subscribe, and I'll see you in the next video, inshallah.